Hey, what's going on, guys? What's going on? I hope you guys are having a wonderful day. Welcome, welcome, welcome to DrBoyceTV.com, the home for intelligent black people. My name is Dr. Boyce Watkins, and it is a beautiful Saturday afternoon, and I thought I would come in and talk to you guys for a little bit about something that I just read, an interesting article that will give you some insights into what the job market looks like and what the salary race looks like, you know, the old rat race and the paychecks and stuff like that. So I saw this interesting survey done by Capital One, where they sorted out income levels, salary levels, based on age and also by race. And I thought you guys might want to see where you stack up in the competition. And also, if you hang out to the end of the video, I've got a stock that you can invest in that I'm going to invest in. If you want to invest along with me, it's up to you. It's not investing advice, but I think the stock has a reasonable chance of doing well in the next 3 to 5 years. So lay out, get comfortable, buckle up your seatbelt. We're going to get started on DrBoyceTV.com right now.
Here we are, clan the isms, cataclysm, great. Our people out here struggling, trying to make it in this state. Everybody out here doing it, but we the ones who late. Now family, we the ones who gotta delegate. Get that money in the power, never be fake. Stick to cosign for three, what did he say? Create jobs, support our own. Educate the same and buy back your home. Got 3 degrees, triple 10. 3 PhDs, now we on the CNN. DBTV, let's talk about negligence. Ignorance is bliss, but we can turn it to intelligence. Please, none of what you hear, half of what you see. Let's break it down here on Dr. Boyce TV. Here we are.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to DrBoyceTV.com, the home for intelligent and serious black people. My name is Dr. Boyce Watkins, and I got to start the day off by wishing my brother Chris Goodjoin a happy birthday. Today is his birthday, so everybody say happy birthday, Chris. Put happy birthday, Chris, in the chat. Let's let this brother know that we love him and we appreciate him. And I don't know what city you're in, Chris, but put that in the chat, too. And if I see your city, man, I'm going to shout you out, brother. And so you're looking young and healthy, and it's wonderful to have you in here with us. And hopefully you'll be with us for another 100 years. God bless you, brother. Happy birthday. All right. So if you want to know my birthday happens to be June 20th. I'm a Gemini, and that's, you know, that's kind of my story, right? So anyway, hello. Oh, Chris is out of Greenville, South Carolina. All right, great. That's a great place. I think I knew a guy named Courtney. Courtney, I believe it was his name, who lived in Greenville. I went to Ohio State with him. So if you know a guy named Courtney who went to Ohio State, tell him to send me an email. My email address is boyce@boycewatkins.com. I miss Courtney. I knew him back in school, and I haven't seen him since. But anyway, everybody, I hope you guys are doing well. Taquana and Elaine and Terry Wilson and let's see, Julia, Tara Redmond, I see you. Good to see you, everybody. I hope you guys are having a wonderful Saturday. All right, so let me hop in and onto the topic right now. I just saw this survey that measured average salaries of workers of different ethnicities and different ages. And I thought that given that a lot of us are curious about things like this, how the job market's working out for us and where we stack up in the job market, you might want to know where you stand relative to average salaries for people your age. So put your age in the chat if you want to, and then we're going to go age by age. And now this is what's interesting. This is so weird. Now this is for full-time workers. Okay. So they start with 16 to 19. And they said the 16 to 19 year olds, the average salary of full-time workers is $31,356. That's a big number. I didn't know that there were teenagers making that kind of money. I don't know about y'all. That sounds like a lot. But they said this is for full-time wage and salary workers. And I know that when I was 18, I was working pretty close to full-time. I was in school, so I wasn't making that much, but I was working full-time. Okay, I see Chris is 54. Years young. Terry Wilson is 56. Tara Redmond, you're 40. Ricardo Stalwart is 32. All right, but let's go to the next age group. The 20 to 24 year olds, the average salary is $37,024 per year. $37,000. So what is that? $3,000 a month, a little bit more than $3,000 a month. If you're 25 to 34, the average salary is $54,184. That's $54,184. If you're 35 to 44, the average salary is $63,908. $63,908. 45 to 54, it's a little higher, $64,116. 55 to 64, that's where it starts to go down. So it looks like after 54, it looks like the peak earning years, at least according to this chart, the peak is 45 to 54. at 55 to 64, the average salary is $61,672, and 65 and older, which includes retirees, is $57,252. Now, this is interesting because it's really kind of tough because we know that the cost of everything's going up. And I'm going to tell you, even if you're in that peak area, that $64,000 area, $64,000 still not exactly balling out of control. And I would argue that that this really calls for just as a fundamental rule, having multiple streams of income. I don't think that we should raise our children to just have one stream of income. I kind of think things like whether it's marriage or partnering up with friends or siblings or cousins or whoever can really help you in your survival, especially you talk about younger people. I mean, younger people, they said that from 25 to 54, their average pay is $54,184. And so a lot of them are not saving for retirement. This is one of the next big financial crises that's coming up in the future is a big retirement crisis. Most Americans are not prepared to retire. So this is going to really change the trajectory of the country. National productivity is going to start to drop. Also, a lot of tax money is going to go toward taking care of senior citizens. So it's going to be pretty messy over time. I can just promise you that. Now, they also go into other things like they talk about in the survey, issues with the pay gap with men and women. They said that for every dollar a man makes, a woman earns 84 cents. So while the median American man makes $61,620, for women, the number is $52,052. Also, they threw out race. Now, this is where it gets interesting, right? If you're Hispanic or Latino, the average salary is $44,252. Black people are at $47,476. White people are about $11,000 higher at $58,552. So here you have Latino and Hispanic people slightly lower than Black people. They're, according to the survey, Hispanic and Latino people are at $44,000. Black people are at $47,000. This is the median, not the mean. The median and the mean are very different. But the median for white people is $58,000, which is higher than Black people, $11,000 higher, but it's not as big as the gap in wealth. The wealth gap is much, much higher. I think white people have about 10 times more wealth than Black people because income is a flow. Income is how much money you made that year. Wealth is how much resources you've accumulated over the course of your life and the lives of people that have been saving before you. So very wealthy families typically have lots of wealth because they've been saving and investing for 30, 40, 50, 80, 100 years. They've been saving for more than one lifetime. This is why things like inheritance are extremely important. You don't want to forget about that. Now, check this out. This is really interesting. White people are at $58,000, which is $11,000 above us. Guess who's at the top? Can y'all guess? Who do y'all think is at the top? If you listen to Dr. Claude Anderson, if you come to our Wednesday night Powernomics training, you'll know what Dr. Claude Anderson would tell you because he told you in the book Powernomics, which, by the way, you can get a copy of the book Powernomics at Powernomics.com. And you can also, we read Dr. Claude Anderson books every Wednesday night. You can join the class for free and get free access to my life class by going to blackkeystogreatness.com. Who do you think is number one on this list? Guess in the chat. What's up, Dr. Bingham? How you doing, man? He says, not what you make, it's what you keep. Absolutely. All right. Yeah, Asians. They said Asians are number one by a long shot. It's crazy. So let me just refresh you on the numbers. Hispanics, it was $44,000. Black people, $47,000. White people, $58,000. Big jump. Asians, $75,348. So according to this survey, Asians blew away the competition. They're $17,000 a year higher than Black people. Now let's sit on that for a minute. Let's just meditate on this for a minute. This is what I call a financial consciousness exercise. Let's just meditate on this for a minute because I think this is worth reflecting on. Now if you were to sit back and guess who does the most voting in every election? Would you say that Black people or would you say Asian people? Who's the Democratic Party depend on the most to show up at the polls every time somebody runs for office? Is it us or is it Asian people? Are they depending on Asian people to win the White House or are they looking at Black folks? Who is it that has contributed the most to American society through, 250 years of most brutal slavery known to man, Jim Crow, just extreme amounts of servitude? I mean, who really built this country from the bottom up for the last 300-400 years. Not to say that others haven't contributed, but who was the greatest contributor to all of this? Black people or Asian people? No, nothing against Asian people. I'm just telling you, we're just stating facts right now. And so I want you to really process this. I want you to think about all those bachelor's degrees that we getting, those master's degrees we getting. We the first ones to vote and go to school, ain't we? We the first one. Make sure you vote. Make sure you go. You got to get your education. Make sure you get your education. You got to go to school. So with all this education and all this voting, you would think that the average black person would be making $250,000 a year. I mean, we vote, we show up at every election as if it's like a religious mandate, like somebody's going to take us in the back of the barn and beat the skin off our booties if we don't vote. That's what I mean. We get pressured. We pressure each other. Like, I can tell you, I think that was why I got banned from Ebony Magazine, because there was some lady who got offended because I said, I'm not voting for the Democrats or the Republicans. I'm not voting for anybody who won't support reparations. I think that's why they banned me. So there's pressure we give each other. We pressure each other to vote as if that's going to make a big difference in our lives. And I'm not saying that it doesn't. I'm saying that something is happening here, because Asian voter participation rates are not as high as black people. Now, one thing that the Asian community does do very well is they don't just pursue education. They pursue educational excellence. Not every one of them. You can't put them all in the same box. That wouldn't be fair. But generally speaking, I know a guy. I know a brother. Let's just have a real conversation real quick. Is that okay? Let me know. Give me a yes if it's okay if we have a real conversation. And even if I offend you, we can still walk away loving each other. Give me a yes if that's okay. I want to be conscious about this discussion, because I know sometimes new ideas can be very alarming for people. Give me a yes in the chat. So I know a brother who works at one of those educational prep companies. He does SAT prep and ACT prep to get kids ready for college. And one thing that he said that, to be honest with you, boys, he said, I can't get African-American parents to bring their kids in to prepare them for the ACT and the SAT. He said, I have to fight. We offered them a chance to come for free, and a lot of them still won't come. He said, but families from other countries, Indian, Asian, Nigerian, he said, they could be making a nickel a day and they will spend their last nickel. Are you hearing me? They will spend their last nickel to get their child in that program. They will literally sacrifice everything. Ain't nobody buying Gucci. Nobody's getting a new Coach purse. We ain't getting no new Jordans. We gonna get you not just an education, but an outstanding education. And so one of the things that I would say is that if you're going to do something, do it at the highest levels. We're getting a lot of degrees and we're doing the thing educationally, and I love that. But I can tell you the honest to God truth. When I was in college and I was determined to make straight A's every semester, I didn't have a lot of black people that really understood why I was studying so hard. I didn't have a lot of black friends that really got it. I didn't meet any black girls that also were in the library as much as I was. I would go to the library on Saturday night at 10 o'clock and I would see Asian kids and Indian kids. And then I went to my PhD program and I'm sitting with Russian kids and kids from other countries that are hungry and desperate. And I didn't see that from a lot of my black friends. Now, I'm not trying to say we all do that. Don't get me wrong. We know that we go across the spectrum. But I'm saying that, look, if you're going to do the educational thing, I encourage you to pursue excellence. Go hard in the paint. Get your kids ready. Take them to that test prep. Why you spend more money sending your son to football camp than you spent taking him to test prep so he can get a high ACT, SAT score? I mean, again, if you're going to do the college thing, you better do it right. Let me tell you another reason why you better do it right. Another reason why you better do it right is because affirmative action is basically dead. DEI has D-I-E-D. DEI is D-E-A-D. DEI does not exist. That's gone. That is gone. Duke University, all those, they literally did a seek and destroy. The minute that Supreme Court ruling went through, they went through the whole campus of every university in America pretty much and said, let's find all the diversity, equity, and inclusion programs and let's take them all out. We're getting rid of all of them. All the scholarships for black kids are gone. So anything that you thought that was going to give you an advantage when it comes to being black and going to college, a lot of that is dead. So now you're really going to have to compete. Not to say you couldn't compete. I think we can compete in a lot of areas. I've been watching Drake and Kendrick Lamar go back and forth, and they're competing pretty well. At least Kendrick is. Drake, I don't know what Drake's doing, but Kendrick is showing that we have excellence in some areas of our lives, but I'd like for us to have that excellence everywhere. Not just when it comes to sports and entertainment. Anyway, do me a favor. Please hit the thumbs up button. Thumbs up, share, subscribe. I hope you will hit the thumbs up button. Also, this podcast is on Spotify and on Apple. And in addition to that, every single morning we do a free class in the Black Business School called Financial Consciousness Training. It teaches you how to be aware of money, to understand money, to see the money. Because if you can't see the money, you'll never be the money. If you can't see the money, you'll never have the money. If you can't see the money, then you won't attract the money. So we actually talk about financial consciousness and what that looks like. So if you'd like to join us, it's free to everyone. Bring your family. Just text the word morning to the number 87948, and I'll send you an invitation. Text morning to 87948. And I hope you will allow me to thank one of the sponsors of this podcast that's helping us to pay a couple bills on here. Inspired by her eighth grade ELA class, LaTanya Williams developed Brain Grooves and Writing Moves, which is an e-workbook. This five-month, five-day-a-week system has dramatically improved writing and comprehension skills, catapulting her once underperforming class to the top of the school district in just one term. That's impressive. Get your copy directly from her website. It's ericatree.com and enjoy significant savings compared to Amazon prices. So it's spelled on the screen. It's spelled Erica with an A, A-R-E-C-A-tree.com. That's ericatree.com. So thank you, ericatree.com, for helping to sponsor this podcast. All right, so let's get back into it. I was reading to you guys the salaries for based on age and race. And so on this scale, we found that Asians are blowing away everybody else at 75K. Black people are at 47K. White people are ahead of us at 58K. Now, they also have, in case you're interested, they have the professions that pay the most money and the professions that pay the least money. So if I can get my screen back, I had a screen on my screen and then I lost my screen. So I'm going to actually read to you guys the professions that pay the most money and the least money. This is in case you're thinking about a career change or you have children that are one day going to get jobs. You want to know sort of what's what. Let me see here. Okay, so I'm looking here. Okay, so the best paying industries, y'all ready for this? The best paying industries are the legal profession, which is number one at $124,540. Computer and mathematical jobs came in second with an average salary of $108,130. And healthcare practitioners and technical roles came third in the charts, earning $96,770. That's not bad. That's good. Now, what's the worst? The worst paying industries are food prep and services with an average salary of $32,130. So it means you get that job at Burger King. The good chance you might be broke. No disrespect to the Burger King workers. I appreciate y'all's contribution. And healthcare support workers. They also have an average wage of $35,560. I'm guessing that would be like if you're a nurse's aide or I don't know. No disrespect to nurses' aides, because I know how important y'all are. But still, it seems like they don't get paid what they deserve. I don't understand why a healthcare worker wouldn't get paid more, because that's such an important job. Also, if I was president of the United States, I would try to push a bill to get all teachers and all soldiers to make at least six figures for the rest of their lives. That's just how I think. All right. So which states have the highest wages? They said that the highest wages in America are in California, Colorado, Connecticut, D.C., Illinois, Maryland, Massachusetts, New Jersey, New York, Texas, Virginia, and Washington. The states that have the lowest wages are Idaho, Mississippi, New Mexico, and South Carolina. So how about that? So there we go. So now you know where to live and where not to live. But then again, though, we also know that based on where you live, the cost of living tends to go up with your pay. So if you're able to actually have a remote job and make good money while living in a place with a lower cost of living, that's really the ideal situation. Also, one of the things that's really important that we understand as intelligent Black people is that we're moving away from one stream of income. You want to have multiple streams of income, which might be you and a spouse, which is why working on things like your marriage and stuff like that is a financial investment. But then also that family business, every Black family should have a family business. In addition to that, there are things you can also do, like saving, living below your means. Like Dr. Bingham said earlier, that it's not what you make, it's what you keep. I would rather be a person with a low income who lives below their means than to be a person with a high income who lives above their means. The person who with the low income who lives below their means is going to have a surplus. A surplus means you can save. A surplus means you can invest. A surplus means you can buy real estate. The surplus means you have security. A person who lives above their means is not going to have a surplus. They're going to operate at a deficit. You operate at a deficit. That's more debt, more debt, more debt. Credit card debt in the United States is at an all-time high. Car loan debt in the United States is at an all-time high. Student loan debt in the United States is at an all-time high. So if you follow this blueprint that they give you, I call it the capitalist slavery blueprint. I just made that up. I really didn't call it anything until about 35 seconds ago, but I'm going to call it the capitalist slavery blueprint of go to school, get good grades so you can go to college and get a good job. That is a pathway to debt. That's literally, they're literally walking you out on the ocean where the water gets higher and higher, and eventually you're standing flat-footed on the bottom of the ocean and the water is 50 feet above your head. So if you want to walk underwater, then follow the same pathway that we've been following for a very long time, and then you can end up in a lot of trouble. Half of all Black college graduates can't even repay their student loans. Half of all Black college graduates, in fact, they default on their student loans. That doesn't even count the ones who end up paying them till they're 40, 50, 60 years old. I'm talking about just the ones who quit paying, the ones who just default, we can get the bad credit and all this other stuff. So really, in general, I'm a big believer that every kid that goes to college needs to learn how to start a business. They also need to learn how to invest. And also, don't forget that we have in the Black Business School, we're not doing it the same way as everybody else. We have something called the Black Wealth Master Plan. The Black Wealth Master Plan, I pulled this together when I was on the faculty of Syracuse University. It is a $5 a day investing plan. It's totally free. You can get access to it right now by going to blackwealthmasterplan.com. So try that. Try investing, try saving, try building business, try building side hustles, multiple streams of income. And what you're going to find is that salary, even if it's not everything that you need, it still can be everything that you need. And also, in fact, it can not only be everything that you need, you can actually get to the point where you can have everything that you want. It's out there for you. You just have to be creative, and you cannot fall for the okey-doke. Got it? Make sense? Give me a yes if that makes sense. All right. So now I promised you guys I would give you guys a stock that I just bought, and I literally just bought this stock. This is not investing advice at all, but I'm going to share this with you. And before I do that, I want to let you all know that also I have a free training called How to Make Money Without Working, and that's where I show you how I have dozens of students right now that are earning thousands of dollars a week selling stock options. Stock options are something that's second nature to me. It's something I learned about in my doctoral program, and I'd love to work with you on developing that income. If you have a little extra money to invest and buy some stocks so you can sell options on, I can show you what we do in class, and I can give you a free introduction and a free training on this by texting the word money to 87948. So if you're looking for a way to make extra income, this really does work. This is how I make money for my family. This is not hocus pocus. This is not imaginary kung fu. I don't do that. There are lots of people on the internet that pretend to be financial experts. I have a real PhD. You can go look it up on the internet. So feel free to text the word money to 87948, and I will send you the training right away. You can get started right now. And in fact, when we did our stock options summit in Los Angeles, I told the students, I'm going to give you methods that will allow you to make money on Monday morning. And they literally made money on Monday morning. One guy sent me a screenshot and showed me how he safely made several thousand dollars Monday morning. This is not pretend. If you're interested and this is curious for you, you want to have a low risk way of finding out what's out there, just text the word money to 87948 and let me rock your world. I got some stuff for you. All right. So the stock that I like right now, again, this is not investing advice, is a stock. Let me see. Where is it? Sprout Social. And the reason I like the stock is mainly because it's a solid business, but also there's reason to believe the stock could possibly be undervalued. As I mentioned, just like Warren Buffett, most investments should take at least 3 to 5 years before they really show their potential. So you can't buy a stock tomorrow and expect it to pop up next month. You really got to give it time to grow. but based on my research, Sprout Social is one of the stocks that I just purchased. Now, I want to remind you, number one, give me a yes if you understand this is not investing advice. I have to do this so that people really understand that, because, you know, I told you guys I had that issue where some people thought that I ran the Tulsa Real Estate Fund, and I never ran it. I just supported it, like I've supported thousands of Black-owned businesses. So I have to reiterate now to make sure everyone understands this is not investing advice. This is just me simply helping you the best way I can by telling you what I'm doing. And also remember that when you invest, you're going to make bad investments. When you invest, some investments are not going to work out. And so generally, that's why you diversify. That's why you invest in a lot of things. You don't invest in one or two things. One stock will not save your life. One stock is not going to get you out the hood. One stock is not going to elevate your game. One stock will not buy you all the Gucci purses in the Gucci store. It's a matter of buying stock consistently, making investing into a habit. If investing becomes a habit for you and your family, then you and your family will be wealthier than families that do not invest. I hope that you get that. That is the principle. That is the idea that we talk about. And we talk about this every single day because money needs to be part of your culture. Money needs to be part of your mindset. Money needs to be part of your subconscious. Money needs to be part of your existence. Money needs to be part of who you are. And I guarantee you that your children will inherit this from you, and they're going to thank you for the next 50 years because you didn't drop them in the struggle. You didn't leave them out there struggling. You didn't leave them out there for corporate slavery. You took care of the babies. That's what we got to do. That's what we do up in this place. We exhibit masculine and strong feminine energy by taking care of each other and taking care of our damn kids. I am not selling my kids to the white man. I'm going to make sure my kids understand how to invest and have plenty of resources to do so, because my family is not for sale ever, period. That's all I got to say. All right, guys. Well, I'm done. I don't have anything else to say. I hope this conversation was beneficial to you. Please hit that thumbs up button. Thumbs up, share, subscribe. And don't forget that tomorrow morning we're going to meet for financial consciousness training. We meet every single morning, 7 days a week at 10 a.m. Eastern. And if you'd like to get an invitation to that, you can also text the word morning to 87948. I will send you an invitation and invite you in. Also, last but not least, my book, The 10 Commandments of Black Economic Power, can be found at drboycebooks.com. We also have financial flashcards for kids and a lot of other tools in Dr. Claude Anderson's book, Powernomics. We have some of those in stock as well. So if you'd like to go take a look at some of the stuff we have in our Black Wealth Mastery store, just go to drboycebooks.com and just take a look. We got a lot of great stuff going on. Our faculty is doing a really good job in the Black Business School. So have a good day, everybody. Thank you so much for listening, and I will talk to you guys soon. And I hope you have a wonderful Saturday night. See you soon. Peace.
Here we are, clan the isms, cataclysm, great. Our people out here struggling, trying to make it in this state. Everybody out here doing it, but we the ones who late. Now family, we the ones who gotta delegate. Get that money and the power, never be fake. Stick to cosign for three, what did he say? Create jobs, support our own. Educate the same and buy back your home. Got 3 degrees, triple 10. 3 PhDs, now we on the CNN. DBTV, let's talk about negligence. Ignorance is bliss, but we can turn it to intelligence. Believe none of what you hear, half of what you see. Let's break it down here on Dr. Boyce TV. Here we are.